Umar Online here for Telegraph News. I'm here with someone who's travelled all the way from New York. What's your name?
Linda Hartwick.
Linda, you've been here for, well, you're going to be here for 6 days.
Yes.
How has it been? How was yesterday for you?
Absolutely thrilling. Just being there for the wedding, just seeing everything, the royal family, the horses, the soldiers. It's just, I've seen it on television, but it was right live in front of my eyes. It was just absolutely beautiful. The carriages, everything, the horses, it was just spectacular.
So what's the fascination with the royal family, the fact that you've traveled all the way from New York to be here for this wedding?
Well, I grew up in, I'm actually from Edinburgh, Scotland. I lived in Scotland for 19 years. I basically watched the royal family come down the Royal Mile, and I watched the Queen and her husband go down the Royal Mile. I always had a fascination for, I admire the Queen very much. I think she's done a wonderful job. Prince Charles is Prince Charles. He was kind of stuffy. He was considered stuffy and boring for me. He enjoyed talking to his plants. But the real fascination was when Princess Diana married Prince Charles. You know, shy guy, beautiful girl. I was 19 when I got married. Princess Diana was 19 when she got married. I had a son. A year later, she had Prince William. I had another son, then she had Prince Harry.
So you're mirroring her life, essentially.
Yes, then I got divorced, then she got divorced, and I was just, I would watch her boys and her, you know, throughout the years, and it was almost like she was like a family member, like my sister or a cousin, a distant cousin or somebody.
What sort of message do you have now for the newlywed couple, for the future?
Well, they're a real strong, normal couple. My advice is to have lots of babies. And my thing with my ex-husband was, if our child asked something, I would say yes, or he would say no, or he would say yes, and I said no, and then the bickering. So my thing would be, talk about it and both decide one answer, so the kid's not, you know, confused.
Thank you very much, Linda. Have a safe journey back.
Well, thank you so much.